Projects from this summer's Muslim Youth Voices Project, a filmmaking workshop for Muslim teenagers, hits the big screen this weekend at the Philadelphia Asian American Film Festival. WHYY's Nima Roshania has more.
Musa Saeed says growing up in the early 90s with a budding interest in cinema wasn't always easy. As a Muslim, he was expected to address weighty topics tied to his faith, with little freedom to pursue the topics he had a real passion for. He's looking to change that for the next generation of Muslim filmmakers.
Maybe you feel like they have to talk about certain things or are made to respond to certain things that are going on in the world, but they also don't really often get a chance just to talk about things that they want to talk about.
This summer, Saeed held a week-long filmmaking workshop for Muslim youth in Philadelphia. The students completed short works that will premiere this weekend at the Philadelphia Asian American Film Festival. The shorts touch on universal topics, bullying, the importance of teamwork, and healthy eating, all the while weaving in fantasy, time travel, and of course, zombies.
Is Anna? Wait. Anna.
Ha ha ha, I've done it. My mind control brownies finally work.
That's a scene from 14-year-old Risky Chandra's short, Food for Thought. In it, mind-controlling brownies distributed by an aspiring class president turn kids into zombies. Ultimately, it's carrots that save the day. Having the space for this kind of creativity is exactly what Saeed wants for his students.
For me, it was important for the sort of next generation of youth to be able to feel like they can have ownership of their stories.
After making Food for Thought, Chandra says the chance to flex his film skills alongside Muslim peers was invaluable.
It's important that I have known that there's people else around me who are the same and who are Muslim just like me. Doing this, it made me feel a little better knowing that, hey, I'm in this group and I should be proud of who I am.
11-year-old Galant Abedin's film focuses on a bully who finds great friendship.
I hope they walk away with a laugh and an idea in their head to spread the word of stop bullying. I want to show people that Muslims can be normal too. They can still do stuff the same way.
The shorts will premiere on Saturday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the International House in University City. The Philadelphia Asian American Film Festival runs through November 22nd. For WHYY, I'm Nima Roshania.